This is English Waves Radio from Paris. Good evening. Cold, snow and ice. The entire country is in the grip of a cold front coming down from Scandinavia. Météo France has issued 18 départements with orange alerts. The Côte de la Manche, Picardie, Île-de-France, Champagne and Ardennes are all affected. Met Office warnings for snow and ice are currently in force. The cold front has made conditions particularly hazardous for the homeless, especially at night, and over the last few days many associations have expressed their concern. The Minister of Housing has admitted that the situation is unbearable for the homeless, but has maintained that this winter is no worse than previous ones, and moreover, a greater number of emergency shelters have been made available than last winter. The freezing cold in the north had unexpected consequences. Sixth formers refused to attend lessons because there was no heating in the school. Apparently, 100 students blocked the main entrance to Maubeuge Lycée, but in mitigation, the heating breakdown has now lasted for over a week, is a recurring problem, and has coincided with this spell of bitterly cold weather. The authorities said that they will fix the problem as soon as possible. The head of state, François Hollande, was in Mont-de-Marsan earlier today to present his New Year wishes to members of the armed forces. Accompanied by the Minister of Defence, Jean-Yves Le Drian, the President notably announced the creation of a monument dedicated to soldiers who died in operations abroad. The foundation stone will be laid on March the 23rd in Paris. In other political news today, an assistant to a Front National Euro MP has been speaking to L'Express about some of the backdoor perks of the job. He admits to having half his salary paid by the European Parliament, when in reality he's never set foot in Strasbourg or Brussels. These are serious accusations in the wake of a judicial investigation currently underway against the Front National for undeclared labour. To end with, some final seasonal gifts for children on the German North Sea island of Langeoog, where an entire beach was literally flooded by a kaleidoscopic invasion of Kinder plastic eggs, believed to have been blown ashore after a freighter ran aground. By helping clear all these free presents, the children were also helping the authorities prevent what could have been an ecological disaster. There we end for today. From all the team in the English Waves newsroom, a very good evening.